When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We can't beat
beat! We can't beat
beat!
Won't beat beat! What's up,
Gator? NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Hotline, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Doing all right.
You know, we're doing fine, and we're appreciative of watching some good coaching in a football game like we saw last night. It was fun to see the Harbaugh brothers go at it the way they did. It was a really good football game, And I heard Jim tell or John tell us that Jim's the best coach in the league. It makes you wonder why the Bears didn't get involved when he was available. But that's an old storyline. The Bears never fire a coach in season, Mike. But if they lose on Thursday at Detroit, it will be 6 in a row, and the fans have made their feelings apparent. Why don't they fire a coach in season? Why does that mean something to them? And do you think that at some point that comes to an end?
You know, different teams have different procedures and approaches. The Steelers have this goofy thing where they don't do new contracts with players or coaches once the regular season starts. I don't like that. And I don't like the idea of not acknowledging what you've already decided to do. If the Bears are going to hire a new coach after the season, and this is the justification that was given when the Packers fired Mike McCarthy with several games left in 2017. Why don't you just move on and then you can start looking for the next coach? You don't have to tiptoe around his back. You're not lying to him. You're not running a scam. You're starting your process of searching for your next coach. The search doesn't begin the day after the season ends, and owners don't roll out of bed the day after the season ends and say, let me see, fire the coach, not fire the coach, maybe I'll flip a coin on it. They know by then what they're going to do. So I'm always in favor of the moment you know what you're going to do, implement it. Because delaying it for whatever reason, once you know, it's one thing to delay it to say, I really want to be sure. That's different. Once you're sure and once you know, it's a mistake to wait because it keeps you from starting your search for the next coach, and anything you do behind the scenes to find your next coach is going to undermine the guy who's currently there.
Mike, which player has the best chance or a better chance of being named the MVP, Derrick Henry or Saquon Barkley?
Well, probably Saquon Barkley, because Lamar Jackson's a more viable MVP candidate than Derrick Henry, and I could see them splitting votes. Now, the voting process currently is you go five deep. It used to just be one, winner take all. So I could see some teams putting two guys on the MVP list. But Barkley right now is on the pace to break the single season rushing record. That's the kind of historic accomplishment you need to bust through the presumption that the MVP will be the quarterback of one of the teams that gets a bye. That's the way it's gone every year since 2013. 2012, Adrian Peterson nearly set the single season rushing record and took the MVP away from Peyton Manning. Every year since then, the MVP is a quarterback who plays for a team that got a first-round bye in the playoffs. Even after they switched to one bye per conference, it's been a team with a quarterback who got a bye. That's who the MVP is. So that's what Barkley has to go up against. So when it's all said and done, and that's the reality, we don't cast the votes until right after the regular season ends. Well, at that point, the playoff tree is staring us in the face. We know who the number one seeds are. Bills, hey, Josh Allen. What is it, Josh Allen or is it Saquon Barkley? Is it Patrick Mahomes or is it Saquon Barkley if the Chiefs are the one seed? Is it Jared Goff if the Lions are the number one seed? Now, if the Eagles are the one seed, it makes it a lot easier to go with Saquon Barkley. Maybe that's the key. A running back from the one seed can get it if that running back has a great year.
Mike, you picked the Vikings to lose to the Bears, and we were all very pumped up. And unfortunately, the Bears did come back. I believe they covered. It was 3 and the hook. But what is your take this week? Are they going to upset the Lions on Thanksgiving?
Well, we saw the Packers do it last year, but that was kind of the first step in this late season push by the Packers to become highly competitive. And Bill Belichick says football season starts at Thanksgiving. This is the chance for the Bears to do some redemption. Short week. Lions are a little banged up. Amon-Ra St. Brown wouldn't have practiced yesterday with a knee issue. They've got some defensive players who are injured. And there's something about Thanksgiving, and there's something about digging deep and something about seizing the moment, taking advantage of the opportunity. The Bears have not played poorly since the offensive coordinator shift. I did think that they would beat the Vikings on Sunday, and it was impressive to see them score 11 points in the final 22 seconds. And I thought at that point they're going to win the game. And I did pick them to win, and I got the cover, which is good. But I really was surprised they didn't pull it off. It felt like, to me, the Vikings' record was a little fugazi at 8-2, and now it's 9-2, which is just incredible when you watch the team play. But to their credit, they're getting it done, and that's the thing. And this is kind of like what the Vikings were 2 years ago, and maybe there's some carryover from that. Any of the guys who are still left. Most games are close, and it comes down to a handful of moments. And when you can get those things to bend your way, just one more than goes against you, that's the difference between winning and losing. That's the difference between winning 5 in a row or losing 5 in a row. And, you know, the Bears have, what, had 3 games on the final play that they've lost in this 5-game losing streak? And you just got to find a way to make those moments go your way.
Hmm. That doesn't sound like a prediction, Mike. But have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'll make my pick as late as possible for that game. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears stunned them. I wouldn't be surprised. I short week football, things can get a little screwy, and we've seen screwy outcomes on Thanksgiving. So I don't know. I probably won't pick them, but I'm going to root for them just because I want to have a good game.
You're the best. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too, buddy. That is Mike Florio.